Mother was married about that time, so she was the only one of the family that actually lived in Georgia.
Mm, Did you all ever go oftentimes people in the summertime went to the coast or up to the mountains?
We went to Tybee down in Savannah when we were children. Just one time, I remember, Papa took us all down. We were on a train from Augusta to Savannah and out to Tybee.
Thought his children ought to see the ocean, you know.
And we
go to one or the other often because you see it's just a little over 100 miles to the mountains from here.
Mm-hmm.
And to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
But as children, we didn't go off.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Where do you go when you go up to the mountain? You go up in North Carolina or?
North Carolina and Tennessee.
Tennessee and around in there.
We end up at Gatlinburg a lot of times.
That's pretty up there, isn't it, in the summertime?
It's so commercial, though.
You all ever get into Atlanta very much?
We go at least once or twice a year. One of our brothers lived in Atlanta. The other one lived in New Orleans. And we went to New Orleans often and to Atlanta. Now we go to see our brothers with us who still live in Atlanta, New Orleans. And we have two nephews, one of them lives in New Orleans and the other one in St. Petersburg, Florida.
What about Charleston? You ever travel to Charleston very much?
Oh boy.
That's
my main stamping grounds in my youth when I had sweethearts and all. I used to visit down there.
She went to the St. Cecilia Balls and like that.
Make sure it's high enough. When you were younger, did your family have servants, someone to help around the house?
In my childhood, we had two small houses on the same place where the black folks lived and waited on us.
Out and back there.
We have 2.5 acres in this place.
Oh wow. Yeah.
And we did have as many as 3 houses on the place where the black folks live.
That means you must.
And Papa even included one of them in the census when she wasn't a slave, but she acted.
She was part of the family.
She nursed the babies. Mama said she always cautioned the black woman that nursed us never to scare us. Say, something's gonna get you, you know. That was one thing she required of them, not to scare her babies. And maybe that's the reason we're not scared today, I don't know.
Well, she never scared us of anything.
Yeah. Call that the booger man when they.
Yeah.
They say that. Do you ever hear any other words for that? They ever use any other words for that? The booger man's gonna get you or anything.
I don't remember any other words, but that was just rings in my ears.
That's the one they
used to.
Well, what about now? Your mother's maiden name, you say, was. Where was she from?
About 2 miles on this side of the village, and Papa lived down here about 4 miles.
And